My name's Dr. Sarah Metcalf, medical editor at Australian Family Physician. And for this month's issue, part of our workplace theme, we have an article on tendon injuries, practice tips for GPs. And I'm speaking today with the author of that article, Associate Professor Justin Paoloni from the Orthopaedic Research Institute at the University of New South Wales. Welcome, Associate Professor. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks so much, Sarah. It's nice to be here.
Great. So obviously tendon injuries are a very common general practice presentation and they can be challenging to manage, particularly the more chronic painful tendinopathies that are caused or exacerbated sometimes by particular work activities for some patients. Could I ask you just to take us through an approach to the assessment of tendon injuries and what we'd expect to see in acute presentations versus chronic presentations?
Sure. Well, obviously, firstly, in the history, acute presentation would involve more of a recognised type injury where a patient might feel a strain or something give in the elbow and acute pain or in the tendon and feel acute pain, as opposed to a more chronic presentation where the pain comes on gradually. There isn't a specific aggravating activity that is noticed by the patient, so it really is something that just comes on gradually and worsens. The difference in the pathology of those two is probably a partial tear versus a little bit of degeneration.
Right.
And what you'll see on examination will differ slightly. With the more acute presentation, obviously if the patient has ruptured the tendon, then there will be a disruption in the unit, and you should be able to tell that by testing the muscle further down the chain, because it won't move because there's no continuity when there's acute rupture.
Right, of course.
With more of a chronic presentation, you won't get that. There may or may not be swelling. In most tendinopathy, swelling is not that common. The tendon can thicken, but swelling per se is not so common. They will have tenderness over the side and then generally pain with a provocative test. So whether that's getting someone to raise up on their heels for Achilles tendonitis, or whether it's getting them to test their wrist action with a tennis elbow, trying to, provoke pain in the tendon and in the painful region.
Right. So obviously history and examination are really critical with assessing these cases and working out exactly what the cause is. Is there a role for imaging in diagnosis of these problems?
Well, I think to reinforce what you've said, definitely these are clinical diagnoses and most of the time can be done just through history and examination. It is useful, particularly in certain populations like a manual worker, an elite athlete, a child, someone where they've either got high demand or whether they're slightly unusual in their presentation. That's probably the time to do examination, and that can be as simple as an X-ray to exclude any bony pathology, and generally an ultrasound to assess the tendon and have a look for any swelling or any discontinuity or rupture of the tendon. If there is still a problem with that, the diagnosis is not clear, or if the patient is not getting better with the standard treatment, then certainly an MRI can be used, again, to test to assess the structural part of the tendon.
Right, but really that's something that would be, far down the line of things that we'd be thinking about doing.
The majority of patients certainly do not require, a fancy investigation like an MRI, and the majority don't even require X-ray ultrasound unless they're not improving.
Yeah, great. All right, so how should we advise a patient to manage the pain caused by these types of injuries?
Yeah, well, I like to start with simple things first, Sarah. I mean, I think, ice packs are good. They're cheap, easy, no side effects. They're pretty good for pain and for swelling, and using those 15 minutes a few times a day can be a very effective way to control pain without risking any side effects.
Right.
After that, we have, various modalities, but most of them are tablets, whether that's anti-inflammatory tablets or whether that's more just painkillers such as paracetamol. It would depend on the type of tendon injury as to which one you would use. Some tendon injuries are degenerative and don't have an inflammatory component, whereas some do have an inflammatory component, and that's where the anti-inflammatory medications would be most useful. I think that the key for any control of pain, though, is also not to aggravate the tendon. Resting is critically important with tendon injuries to allow them the time to heal.
Yes. So would, broadly speaking, would we be more likely to use something like a paracetamol, so not an anti-inflammatory, with a more chronic type presentation? Is that generally the way it goes?
That's correct, because they are chronic tendinopathies tend to be degenerative in nature and don't have an inflammatory component, so paracetamol-based agents are certainly the most appropriate for pain relief in that setting.
Right. Okay, so you mentioned that rest is important. So what are the principles of exercise rehabilitation for these types of injuries?
Well, I think it's important just to clarify what we mean by rest, and that's essentially rest from aggravating activity, so
right.
things that hurt the tendon, because in the short term, if we continually aggravate the tendon on a daily basis, it's very difficult to settle it down and to get it to heal. So that would include things that cause pain during use, cause pain in the tendon afterwards, or maybe even make it more sore the next day. So as much as the patient is able to avoid that, they're really doing themselves a favour.
And often course, that's the sticking point, isn't it? You know,
well,
asking
course,
someone
yeah,
to change what they're doing.
The practicality of that is you know, much more difficult than the ideology of saying it. Of course, we understand that. But even it may be as simple as someone who has Achilles tendonitis and it hurts to walk or to stand for 40 minutes. Well, not walking or standing for 40 minutes, making the tendon hurt and then stopping, because that's too late.
Yes.
They may still be able to walk 20, walk or stand 20 or 30 minutes, have a break, and then keep going. So it may just be, it doesn't always mean you can't do anything, but it
no.
may just mean that it takes a little bit of thought or planning to not aggravate the tendon before stopping.
Yes, and that's where I guess in a work rehabilitation context, GPs can get involved with employers and sort of look at putting limitations on things rather than necessarily saying no work at all.
That's right, and you know even very short breaks like a minute or two every hour, this kind of thing for a workers' compensation injury may be appropriate and may be all that's required to modify the activity and not to continually aggravate the tendon.
Yes. Okay, and you mentioned some particular principles of rehabilitation of these injuries, so ways to approach exercise in that context.
Yeah, well, certainly stretching and exercise are the mainstay of treatment for all tendon injuries. If we think about the pathology, we're trying to get that degenerate area to heal, albeit by scarring, but we want the scar to be nice and strong to cope with the loads that it needs to. So the best way for that to happen is to do prolonged stretching of the tendon once or twice a day, but also to do exercise for the tendon. This will mostly be what's called eccentric exercise, which is a lengthening of the tendon under load.
Yes.
And there are specific exercises for most tendons that have been well researched and shown to assist with decreasing pain and increasing the strength and healing in the tendon.
Yes, and I'll just refer listeners to the photographs within the article. So that's page 177 to 8 of this month's issue, and we show some examples for particular tendons such as the Achilles tendon and the patella tendon. And these are types of exercises that patients could do at home once they've been instructed in the correct way to do them generally. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I think, you know, it's under-recognised how much we can treat these things with home exercise. It is important, of course, to learn the exercise first to make sure that the patient is doing it correctly, but they can certainly be done at home, and I think that's the best way. It also involves a little bit of ownership of the rehabilitation for the patient. I think that's important as well.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so beyond the exercise rehabilitation and rest from aggravating activities, are there any other therapies that have been shown to be of benefit if those things aren't quite enough?
Well, certainly there are some medication-based treatments. So I think it's important to mention firstly that no matter whether medications or injections are used, it is important to do the rehabilitation at the same time.
Yes.
We don't have any magic bullets for tendon injury, so these are part of the management. So I think that's important to mention that first.
Yes.
The main medication as far as a patch being used is a glycerol trinitrate treatment, which has been shown to decrease symptoms in tendon injury over a period of 3 to 6 months in Achilles tendonitis, in tennis elbow and in shoulder tendon problems. And then we get on to the more injectable modalities such as corticosteroids or other sorts of injections.
Right, okay. And is there a role for shock therapy as well, shockwave therapy in some of these injuries?
Yeah, look, I think shockwave therapy has a role. It's certainly, again, in conjunction with exercise rehabilitation, but it's certainly something that that has been intensively investigated in research. It's still a little tricky to work at exactly the right dose and the right frequency, but certainly it can be useful in controlling symptoms, and especially where there may be a focus of calcification or bone formation in the tendon, as sometimes occurs. The shockwave therapy can be very good at breaking up that calcification and assisting with pain and healing of the tendon.
Excellent. Okay. And I guess surgery is sort of the other option. I imagine not used particularly often.
Yeah, look, surgery is the last resort in tendon treatment for chronic tendon injuries. I think we should clarify, with an acute tendon injury, such as an Achilles tendon rupture, then surgery is the first-line treatment. You know, you have to get the ends together to get the strength there. But
yes,
for chronic tendon injuries, really surgery is used as a last resort, mainly after a failure of non-surgical management. So we've tried all the things, the stretches, the exercises, patches, injections, shockwave, etc., and you know, the tendon is still recalcitrant to treatment and still painful for the patient. That's the appropriate time in a chronic tendon injury.
Right. Okay. So I guess just to sum up, Justin, what are the main sort of takeaway points that GPs can make use of in their everyday practice when they're seeing these types of injuries?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to, you know, to trust the clinical examination and the history and examination, because that will give us the diagnosis in the majority of cases. I think it is important to know the type of exercises that are required for tendon injury, because that is the mainstay of treatment. We'll use investigations or referral to other specialists, mainly for cases that don't get better, or if they're in an unusual population, such as in a child or adolescent where it's not common, or in an elite athlete or a heavy manual worker where, you know, time is of the essence to get someone back to their activity that they need to do.
Certainly. Okay. Well, that's a really great summary, and thank you for tackling a very broad topic, but providing some really, really useful points on the subject.
No, that's my pleasure. It's an interest area of mine, and it is a tricky one. You know, we don't have all the answers for tendon, unfortunately, but I'm sure the medical community will keep working on that.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate your time.